speak with residents of Silent Hill in Northwest Clarendon, and they will tell you that they are welcoming the renovation works at the district's multi-purpose sports complex and Walders Run Early Childhood Institution. Both facilities, completed at a cost of almost $38 million, were officially opened by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller at a function in the community. 66 students and 3 teachers will benefit from the newly refurbished facilities at the Walders Run Early Childhood Institution. Teacher at the Walders Run Early Childhood Institution, Rose Lindsay, has been at the institution for over 26 years.
We have come a long way. The school started in 1944, and we have been housed in various places, in churches and all of that. And I can't express how I feel now. I really feel excited to see this. We have come a long way. We have our classrooms all outlined, whiteboard marker, child size tables and chairs, and all the facilities, the bathroom, the kitchen, the sports complex, the play area, and the children are so excited. And I think this is a very good initiative. It is conducive to learning, and I think the parents should be proud.
The upgraded facility now boasts 3 large classrooms, perimeter fencing, kitchen, sanitary facilities, sick bay, an administrative block, and a play area with outdoor play equipment. Residents from more than 5 communities in Clarendon are benefiting from the renovated Silent Hill multi-purpose sports complex.
It's a good thing for the community because it will bring togetherness of the youth, and it will help in the development of sports and other sporting activities within the community.
Caroni Brown-White of Silent Hill. Another resident, Monique Seaton, says the facility will allow more young people to participate in sports.
It will motivate persons to press on, to go forward, to do whatever it takes. And even as we're speaking here, there are some girls out there on the field doing netball and all the little work. So it's a wonderful, uplifting project for the community, trust me.
I think it is a great thing that they have done for the community. It has brought love and togetherness among us. The classrooms are beautiful, bright and colorful for the students here. There's also the multi-purpose complex, which provides opportunity for the youth to develop themselves in all sporting areas. I think it's a great initiative.
It's a good feeling. I think the members of Silent Hill community really appreciate it because it's been long overdue to have a multi-purpose community center overall in the community.
Wayne Williams, and before him, Stacey and Acosta Williams, both residents of Silent Hill, Clarendon. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says the upgraded facility will contribute to the development of sports as well as educational advancement of residents in the community.
By increasing access to education for our children and improving the standard of educational facilities, we are making a significant investment in the future of our nation. That is why I am pleased to be here at Silent Hill to declare open this improved basic school for the 66 children now enrolled and the 3 teachers who have dedicated their lives to the education of the little ones. This project will benefit the young people and all the people of this community and key stakeholders in the community.
The multi-purpose sports complex, renovated at a cost of $12.2 million by the Sports Development Foundation, will serve residents from Silent Hill, Longfearon, Morrison Hill, Alston, and Moravia.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Callaway High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablet's there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense, done.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.